Lang published a book entitled Christus Victor, which examined the three models of atonement.
1931年，古斯塔夫出版了一本书，叫做《基督的得胜》。在这本书里，他探讨了基督所向往回去的三种认知模式。
The Internet defines Christus Victor as Christ is victorious.
Christus Victor 在 Internet 上可以翻译成“基督是得胜”的意思。
I'll continue my previous sermon.Because I'm not satisfied with my attempt to show the advantages of Christus Victor over the satisfactory model.
是不是想今天继续上次的简单的分享，因为他对上次试图阐明说基督所向往回去，这基督是得胜这个模式跟满意度的认知的模式的努力，自己是不是还不太满意
？I bought a book by Derek Flood.Called Healing the Gospel, who does do a good job of doing this.
是不是借了一本书叫做《医治的福音》？这本书是由 Derek Flood 写的。Flood 对这个主题发表了很好的阐述。
The satisfactory theory is the dominant theory in the West.
在西方占主导地位的是基督所向往回去是赎罪的满意度的这样的一个理论。
For an Eastern view, I can't recommend highly enough the presentation on YouTube by Carlito Square called Salvation in Christ.
从东方人的角度，是不是非常强烈建议大家去看 YouTube 上有 Carlito Wallace 做了一个 讲道，叫做《在基督里的救赎》。
You may not be familiar with the terms penal substitution.Or satisfaction, but you surely know the basic theology behind it.
你或许对刑法替代或者赎罪买卖这些术语不太熟悉，但你一定知道这些术语背后的基本神学。
It is a theology that can sound shockingly legalistic and cruel.
这神学对这些无神论在律法的要求上，还有它的残酷性上，听起来都是非常的让人吃惊。
It is impossible to keep the law, and so you must have broken it.
人类不可能守律法，所以你一定违背了律法。
And because you cannot keep this impossible to keep law, you will be charged with death because the penalty for sin is death, and those are just rules.
因为你不可能守这些让人不能守全的律法，所以你必须被扣押死刑，因为罪的工价乃是死。因为律法就是这样定规的。
God must have blood because the law requires it. There must be a penalty paid.
神必须得进血，因为这是律法所要求的，必须要有人来付这个罚金。
The only payment that would be enough is sacrificing someone who is the perfect lawkeeper, someone who will live a perfect life without sin.
那唯一能够来支付这个罚金的，就是一个完全守律法的人去死。那个人必须一生都是完美的，毫无瑕疵的。
Someone who could live a perfect life without sin. So God decided to kill His own Son on the cross to appease His legal need for blood.
因此，神决定在十字架上杀死他。唯一的独生子，好使他在律法上要求血的定规得到满足。
Now that Jesus has been sacrificed, God is no longer mad at us for not doing what we can't do anyway. So we can now come and live with Him forever, as long as we are grateful to Him for His mercy to us.
现在耶稣已经被杀，耶稣神对我们本来就没有办法。这个事不再生气，因此我们就可以在他的面前和他同住到永远。只要我们对他给我们所施的恩慈，心存感恩。
This may sound crass, but this is exactly how our presentation of the cross sounds to many people.
这听起来非常的粗暴，但这的确是很多时候我们给人传讲十字架的时候许多听众的感受。
The gospel is communicated in a way that does not reflect a merciful, loving Heavenly Father. But sounds like a horrifying picture of abuse, like a bloodthirsty tyrant we should be afraid of.
在充满活力的时候，我们所用的表达方式没有让人看见是一位怜悯仁爱的天父，而是听起来神更像是一位极其恐怖的滥用权力的，像一位嗜血的暴君一样，以致是我们都应该害怕。
We as Christians who know God to be a loving Father, who have experienced God's overwhelming love breaking through to us in our need.We need to step back and take a long look at how we have come to share the gospel message with others.
知道神是一位爱的天父，经历过神，他压倒上藏着深爱爱的基督徒们，都应该往后退一步，然后仔细的思考我们是怎样去跟人分享福音信息的。
Derek Flood writes his book. I quickly discovered that a message I was taught to share with others.Was very different from what I had actually experienced.
Derek Flood 在他的那本书中说到，说我很快发现，我被教导与人分享福音信息，跟我实际上所经历的有巨大的差别。
It seemed more like bad news, and led to all sorts of awkward conversations like this.
听起来更像是一个坏消息，并导致了像各种各样像信这样的尴尬的对话。
Jesus died for you. Why did Jesus die, have to die?
耶稣为什么死了？为什么耶稣必须得死呢？
Because of our sin. What if we haven't sinned?
是因为我们的罪。那难道我们没有犯罪呢？
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, and no one can keep the law.
是我们都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But if no one can keep the law, how can we be blamed for that?
但是如果没有任何人都能守律法的话，为什么有人还要这样来怪罪我们呢？
Because the wages of sin is death, and so justice requires that you be sent to be tormented in hell for all eternity.
因为罪的工价乃是死，因为神的公义要求。你必须得上地狱里头去被永远折磨。
That's awful.
听起来太可怕了。
Yes, for this good news, God has provided a way out by sacrificing His Son.
的确很可怕，但是好消息是，神已经提供了出路，借着牺牲他自己的独生爱子。
God killed His own Son.
神杀死了他自己的独生子。
Yes.That's how much he loves you.
是的，这表明他是多么爱你。
Why would that make anything better?
为什么这会让事情变好起来呢？
Because it satisfies God's need for punishment. Sin must be paid for with blood. Because without blood, there's no forgiveness.
因为这满足神对处罚的要求，罪必须付上血的代价，因为没有血就没有赦免。
I feel ill.
Can
you see that this is God's mercy and love? Don't you want to open your heart and let Him into your life?
难道你不愿意神的怜悯和爱吗？你难道不愿意打开你的心门，邀请神进入你的生活吗？
I think I have to go now.
我想我不想走了。
The above dialogue is of course overplayed in order to drive home this simple point.
上面对话当然是。被扩大了的，但是我们强调的是有一个非常简单的 point， 一个点。
The way many of us have learned to present the good news can sound like anything but good news.
那就是我们很多人所学会的跟人分享福音的方式，听起来根本就不像是福音。
I had experienced God's overwhelming love and grace filling my life.
是不是自己也曾经历神残酷生命的爱，被神的爱所折服，神来充满他的生命
？Yet I was taught to tell people that they deserve to be punished by God forever.
但是圣经却被教导说，他下次告诉人，人们本来是应该被神所永远惩罚的。
Taught that we should see ourselves as totally worthless, totally depraved, capable of nothing good apart from God.
他的价值，如果我们如果离开了神，我们应该看自己是一个毫无价值的，完全对我一无所能的。
I was taught that the reason Jesus died was because God demanded that someone had to suffer the penalty of sin. Someone had to be punished to appease God's wrath.
是不是被这样说，耶稣因为受死，是因为神公义的属性，他要求有人为罪付上死的代价，必须有人死才能平息神的愤怒。
Countless people filling our pews have internalized this hurtful view of God and of themselves.
使不清会众将这种对神和对自己极其有害的看法存在了自己的心里。
Roberta Bondi, in her book Memories of God, shows how this view to internalize a sense of loathing that robs her of joy.
罗伯特·邦尼在他的《记忆中的神》这本书中告诉我们，将他在厌恶自己的观点内存在自己里面，剥夺了他的喜乐。
It is a kind of shame, she says, that consumes you with anger, that renders you passive, that swallows you in depression, and keeps you from loving and knowing yourself to be loved.
他说，就是这种耻辱，让你在愤怒中消耗。使自己消极被动，使你被抑郁所吞噬，使你不觉不去爱，也不知道自己是被爱的。
Faith motivated by fear, threat, and the feelings of worthlessness.
信仰被恐惧、威胁和毫无价值感所支配。
Her story is sadly not uncommon.
不是说他这样，他的经历故事并不是少见的。
For centuries, the assumption of punitive justice has saturated nearly every segment of our Western society, shaping how we approach child rearing, education, mental health, and of course, our criminal justice system.
几个世纪以来，刑法性公义这样的学说已经充斥了我们西方社会的每一个环节，影响我们怎样去养育孩子。怎样去教育我们的心理健康，当然也包括刑事司法系统。
It was common in the past, for instance, to think that it was good to beat children at home and at school, or to beat one's servants and workers.
比如过去常见的在家里头，或者在学校里体罚孩子，或者是打骂奴隶的工人是有好处的。
Penal substitution translates a conflict between God's desire.For mercy, which in this legal framework refers to God's desire to be lenient and not punished, and a demand for justice, which it sees as focused on punishment.
刑法是替代，最初他看到是一种冲突，从一个神要求怜悯人啊，也就是在法律上，神要想对人宽大，而不是惩罚，和在神的公义之间。也就是神的，这就是要说刑法之间有一种冲突。
In this view, love is viewed as sentimental, weak, and opposed to justice.
刑法是替代这种观点，把爱看成是一种感性的、脆弱的，和正义是相对的。
God wants to be lenient, but justice demands punishment.
它代表的是宽容和不作为。
So Jesus is punished in our place, filling the demands of justice and appeasing God's anger.
神要宽恕人，但公义却要求有刑罚，因此耶稣在我们的位置上被刑罚，满足了神公义的要求，安抚了神的愤怒。
What Flood wants to propose is that the above is not at all what the Bible teaches, and instead it's the result of people.Projecting their worldly understanding of punitive justice onto the biblical text.
我的想提出的说是，这种刑法替代这样的观点，根本就不是圣经所教导的。这种观点是将人自己对惩罚性公义的这样属实的理解，带入到投射到了圣经里面。
The New Testament, in contrast, is actually a critique of punitive justice.
这种相反，新约圣经。事实上是对惩罚性公义的否定和批判。
The New Testament presents it as a problem to be solved, not as a means of end of the solution.
所以圣经把情感性公义看作是需要解决的问题，而不是解决问题的方法。
The problem of wrath, that is, punitive justice, is overcome through the cross, which is an act of restoration, restoring humanity to our right relationship with God.
神的圣经是被十字架来所对付的，十字架是一种恢复的行动，使我们恢复与神和神之间有一种合理的关系。
In other words, restorative justice is how God in Christ acts to heal the problem of punitive justice.
也就是说，恢复神公义指的是神在基督里解决了惩罚神公义所存在的问题。
Love is not in conflict with justice. Love is how justice comes about, because the New Testament understanding of justice is ultimately not about punishment, but about making things right again.
爱和公义是不冲突的，爱是公义怎样产生的？因为在新约圣经里，对公义最重要的了解不是惩罚，而是恢复一切再次跟神有合理的关系。
After his book length study on biblical justice, Chris Martin concludes, the justice of God is not primarily or normatively a retributive justice or a distributive justice, but a restorative or reconstructive justice. A saving action by God that recreates shalom and makes things right.
这种公义主要指的不是一种报复性的公义，或者是分配性的公义，而是一种恢复性的或者纯净性的公义，是神的拯救性的，使得平安和合理的关系再次得以确立。This
is not simply one scene found in Scripture. It is the core narrative of the Gospel, the master story of God in Christ reconciling the world to Himself.
这不只是圣经中可以找到一个主题，而是福音故事里面的核心的主题。福音的核心的故事是神在基督里让世人和他自己再次和解。It
is a story of restoration, redemption, atonement.
福音是关于恢复、赎回、挽回的故事。This
meta-narrative of redemption is rooted, as Marshall says, in is the idea or restorative justice. That is, justice understood in terms of God in Christ restoring and making things right again. Restorative justice comes through mercy, because it has to do with acting to make things right. In contrast, the model of punitive justice, which penal substitution is based on, reflects an understanding of both justice and mercy that is in conflict with the vision of the New Testament.
相反，惩罚性公义是惩罚性替代的，即使它体现是对公义的无能为力时，而这一模式对新约圣经所要传达的是冲突的。Biblical
mercy means active compassion, not inactive leniency.
圣经中的无能指的是积极的同情心，而不是消极的不作为的一种宽大宽容。
It is not about closing our eyes to sin and suffering, but just the opposite.
指的不是对罪和死，不想从罪上来靠近，恰恰相反。
Jesus had compassion for sinners, not because he was denying their sin, but precisely because he did see it, and their strange plight agonized Jesus.
耶稣对罪人的同情和怜悯，不是因为否认他们有罪，而正是因为看到他们有罪，他们陷在罪恶里面，使得耶稣很痛苦。
Because of that compassion, Jesus longed to bring them justice, to restore, to release the oppressed, to heal the afflicted, and to forgive the condemned.
因为那个同情心，耶稣渴望把他们带入公义，为的是释放被压迫的，医治受折磨的，赦免被定罪的。
Restorative justice likewise is rooted in compassion and reflects a desire to see things made right, to see relationships restored, to see broken lives mended, to see hurtful and hurting people come to their knees in repentance and be made new.
恢复性公义同样是公正的同情心，反映的是希望世俗恢复，看到光线的恢复，看到破碎的生命被修复，看到伤害人的和被伤害的人都能跪下来悔改，变成我新造的人。
Flesh sees two models of justice, the criminal model and the New Testament model.
所以看到正义有两个模型，一个是刑法模式，另外一个是和新约的模式。
For the criminal model, justice means punishing.
对刑法模式，公义指的是惩罚。
For the New Testament model, justice means making things right.
对刑法模式，公义指的是使事情恢复合宜。
For the criminal model, mercy means leniency and inaction.
对刑法模式，怜悯指的是宽容和不作为。
For the New Testament model, mercy is the act of making things right.
对刑法模式，怜悯就是指将事情恢复到他对的地位。
In the criminal model, mercy and justice are in conflict.
在刑法模式，公义和怜悯是互相冲突的。
In the New Testament model, acts of mercy are the means to justice.
在新约模式里面，怜悯行为就是实行公义的途径。
Anselm developed the satisfaction theory, whereas John Calvin developed the penal substitution theory.
安瑟姆提出了满意度的理论，约翰卡尔蒙提出了刑法替代的理论。
God died not to satisfy God's honor, but to pay the just penalty for our sins.
基督的事实不是为满足神的荣耀，而是为我们罪付上代价。
Advocates of penal substitution refer to New Testament passages which talk about Christ dying for our sins.
行为的支持者们说，引用圣经，这样的故事是讲的是基督为我们罪而死。
The Greek preposition translated as for is hyper, which means either for the benefit of or for the sake of.
在希腊文中翻译这个"for"这个"为"的这个介词是 hyper， 指的是 hyper， 指的是为谁的意思或者为什么什么的缘故。
So the expanded translation of for our sins would be for the benefit or sake of our sins.
所以，圣经的一个 expanded 的那个翻译版本里头，把这里头把它译成为我们罪，翻译成为我们的罪的好处。
Hyper never means in our place in any Greek literature outside the New Testament.
Hyper 这个词在除新约圣经里的希腊文里面，从来不是指。
It's important to emphasize that whereas in the West we think of justice in terms of punishment, the Bible thinks of justice in terms of healing and reconciliation.
需要强调的是，既然在西方，我们通常说公义指的是处罚，但圣经中公义指的常常是带来医治与和解。Justice
means to make things right.
公义指的是使事情恢复合理的关系。
All through the prophets, justice is associated with caring for others as something that is not in conflict with mercy, but rather an expression of it.
所以先知他们指公义的时候，他们是根据关爱他人，把公义和关爱他人联系在一起的。公义不是 跟灵敏和相爱的相冲突的，而是将灵敏给彰显实现出来。
Biblically, justice is God's saving action at work for all the oppressed.
在圣经里，公义是指神对所有那些被压迫的人的救赎的行动。
Isaiah 1:17 says, "Seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the cause, the case of the widowed."
以赛亚书章十七节说：“寻求公义公平，解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。”
Jeremiah 21:12 says, "This is what the Lord says." Administer justice every morning. Rescue from the hand of his oppressor, the one who has been robbed.
以利亚书21:12说：“耶和华如此说，你们每早晨要施行公平，拯救被抢夺的，脱离欺压的人手。”
Zechariah 7:9 says, "This is what the Lord Almighty says. Administer true justice.Show mercy and compassion to one another."
7:9, 万军之耶和华前如此说：要治理判断，各用慈爱怜悯对弟兄。
And Isaiah 30:18 says, "Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you; He rises to show you compassion, for the Lord is a God of justice."
以赛亚书30:18，耶和华这么说，耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然欣喜，好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神。
God's justice is often associated with His mercy and compassion.
神的公平常常将神的怜悯和慈悲联系在一起。
Jesus begins His ministry by reading from Isaiah 61:1-2.
耶稣在地上。他开始传道施工是以读宣读以赛亚书61:1-2开始的。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
主耶和华的名在我身上，因为耶和华用高高我，将传好消息给贫穷的人。他差遣我报告被掳的得释放，向往的得看见，被囚的处监牢，报告耶和华的恩典。
This is why Jesus came.
这是为什么耶稣来到世上的原因。
John 3:16 explained it as, "God loved the world in this way, that He gave His only Son."That whoever believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音3:16也解释说，神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。
Nowhere in the New Testament is it written that Jesus came to appease God and man for blood, to appease His justice.
整本圣经没有任何一处地方记载说耶稣来是为了满足神对血的要求，以满足他公平公义。
Jesus did not come to be the perfect law keeper. In fact, according to the guardians of the law, the Pharisees, Jesus was the perfect lawbreaker.
耶稣来，他不是要让自己成为完全守律法的人。事实上，在律法监护人，也就是法律上来看来，耶稣是个完美的律法违背者。
In the Gospel, Jesus is frequently accused of breaking the law.
在四福音书里面，耶稣经常被指责违背律法。
Such shows that Jesus breaks the Sabbath regulation to heal, touches the unclean, thus making himself unclean.And practice table fellowship with sinners.
不过，在这书中表明说，耶稣常常打破他生的禁规，去医治人，出入不洁净的，以致使他自己也不洁净，并常常和罪人一起吃饭。
Because of all this, Jesus is accused of being a drunk, a blasphemer, a friend of sinners, and even in league with the devil.
因为这一切，耶稣被指控是一个罪鬼，一个亵渎神的人，一个罪人的朋友，甚至和魔鬼结盟。
In short, Jesus is not presented as a model lawkeeper in the Gospels at all, but rather as one who scandalized the keepers of the law, frequently coming into open confrontation with them.
总之，福音书上记载的耶稣不是一个守律法的典范，而是律法守护，而是常常被律法守护者丢脸，常常跟他们有公开的冲突。
Jesus often sought out these confrontations.
耶稣甚至经常寻求跟他们有这样对抗的机会。
On one occasion, he had a man with a shriveled hand stand up in front of everyone in the synagogue and then ask, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath? To do good or to do evil? To save life or to destroy it?"
有一次，耶稣让一个手枯干的人在会堂里面站在所有人面前，然后问他道：“问他道，在安息日行善行恶，救命害命，哪样是可以的呢？”
Jesus looked around, but no one answered.
耶稣仰视人看了看，没有一个人回答他。
Finally, Jesus, clearly upset, says to the man, "Stretch out your hand and heal him. Heals him in front of everyone."
最后，显然不高兴了。耶稣对那个人说：“伸出你的手来，并在众人面前让他的手复了原。”
Luke tells us that this open confrontation.Made the Pharisees and the teachers of the law furious.
这个路加告诉我们说，这个公开的政治冲突使得法利赛人和文士们满心大怒。
Why would Jesus do this?
不是，耶稣为什么这么做呢？
Why would he defiantly break commandments, infuriate the religious leaders and the keepers of the law?
他为什么公然挑衅，公然违背律法，使得宗教领袖们和律法师们很生气呢？
Couldn't he have waited until Monday to hear him?
他难道不可以等到礼拜六的时候去一次那人吗？
They asked him this very question. There are 6 days for work.
事实上，他们问耶稣的问同样的问题：有六日应当做工。
So come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath.
那六日之内可以的事，在安息日却不可以。
Jesus refuses to wait one more day.
耶稣却拒绝再多等一天。
In fact, he asks, "What better day is there to heal than the Lord's day?"
相反，他问了，还有哪天比较主的安息日让人是更好的呢？
Of course, he could have waited a day and avoided any confrontation.
耶稣当然可以多等一天去避免这个冲突。
In fact, he was deliberately courting confrontation, because he saw how toxic religion was hurting people, and was calling them on it.
事实上，耶稣是故意制造了这起冲突，因为他看到有毒的宗教对人的伤害有多重，并认为他们是祸首。
This was not a confrontation between Judaism and Christianity.
这个冲突不是犹太教和基督教的对抗。
Jesus was a Jew.
耶稣是犹太人。
What we see throughout the Gospels is a confrontation between faith that works to bring life and faith that crushes life.
在整个福音书中，我们都能看到，是在能带来生命的信仰和与将生命摧毁的信仰之间在对抗。
The same type of toxic religion is alive and well today in our own churches.
这里有一个宗教在今天我们所处的所处的教会时代还活得好好的。
And it is crushing people today, just as it did then.
这样宗教仍然是摧毁着人们，正如过去一样。
This made Jesus really mad.
这样耶稣很抓狂。
Jesus dramatically captured.In his haunting remark, "Woe to you, teachers of the law!"
你如果从耶稣对他们常常的习惯性指责的话语中体现出来，你们是律法师有祸了。
Jesus is opposed to their law keeping because it hurts people, pushing them away from God.
耶稣反对他们守律法，因为会让人受伤害，并且把那些人远离了神。
Jesus asks to restore people and refuses to be held back by legal restrictions, but they do the opposite and shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces.
耶稣行动是恢复人跟神的关系，并且拒绝被律法的规条所限制，而律法圣经所说的确实相反。就像圣经里面说，耶稣指控他们说：“门正是人堂，将天国的门关了。”
As a result, Jesus tells them that they completely missed what really matters, acting in compassion and restorative justice.
因此，耶稣告诉他们说，他们完全忽略了律法上更重要的事，就是好怜悯并恢复性的公平公义。
The portrait that the gospel writers want to give us of Jesus, who they affirmed as being the embodiment of holiness, was not as a model law keeper.
福音书的作者们想让我们看到的耶稣，他们所说的让我们看到耶稣是完全圣洁的，不是一个话，不是一个完全圣洁的代表啊。I'm sorry, 是完全圣洁的代表，而不是一个完全守律法的人。
On the contrary, they repeatedly show us that the reputation Jesus had among the proponents of the law was as a lawbreaker, defying the demands of the temple and the religious authority, and associating himself not with the righteous, but with sinners.
相反，福音书作者反复告诉我们，在律法的支持守护者的眼里，耶稣所得的名声是因为律法的破坏者，故意违背圣殿和宗教权威的命令，并和那些罪人而不是义人相交。
Flood points out that the understanding of the early church was much more focused on the idea of sin as sickness and salvation as healing.
福音书对早期教会的理解更多的是侧重于将罪看成是疾病，把救赎看成是医治。
For example, Augustine writes in On Grace, On Nature and Grace that God himself spiritually heals the sick and restores the dead to life, and that is justifies the sinner.
比如说奥古斯丁在他关于自然的恩典的一书中写道，神亲自在属灵里医治疾病者，恢复死者的生命，也就是罪人被称为义。
This is through the mediator between God and human beings, the man Jesus Christ.
这是通过神与人之间的中保耶稣基督所实现的。
This then, God then heals us, not only to destroy the sins we have committed, but also to provide us with a means of not sinning.
然后神也医治我们，不只是销毁我们所犯的罪，同样也是为我们提供一个不再继续犯罪的手段。
Note that Augustine makes the idea of God's healing and restoring to life synonymous with justification.
其实奥古斯丁将神的医治和恢复的生命看成是公义公平的代名词。
Because Augustine's view of human sin was so great, he does not conceive it merely as a crime to be remitted, but as a grave wound to be healed.
因为奥古斯丁对人的罪看成是如此的严重，他不只是把罪看成是一个要被掩盖的犯罪的行为，而是把它看成一个严重的伤口需要愈合。
Relieve a deep wound after your great healing. Deep is what I have, but in the Almighty I take refuge. Of my own so deadly wound I should despair, unless I could find so great a physician.
在神极大的医治里面，愈合一个严重伤口。我的伤是如此的深重，但全能神是我的避难所。如此重的伤，若靠自己，我会绝望。除非我可以找到最伟大的医生。
Why did the early church understand sin and salvation in these medical terms?
为什么早期教会会将罪和拯救理解成这些医学上的术语呢？
I would propose that it is because this is the understanding we in fact find in the New Testament as well.
是不是的原则是因为这样的理解，事实上我们也可以在新约圣经中找到。
Joel Green declares, Scripture as a whole presumes the intertwining of salvation and healing, and further, the larger Roman world of Jesus' day conceived of salvation as healing.
这里其实古朗先生的圣经教会的整体，它叫医治和拯救相互交织在一起。耶稣时代的罗马世界也将救赎看作是医治。
To really grasp this statement, we need to dig into the original biblical languages a bit.
需要真正理解这句话的含义，我们需要圣经的原文做一点点的挖掘。
The Greek word that the New Testament uses for save, sozo, can also simultaneously mean healed.
新圣经的希腊文中所用的救赎 save, sozo 这个词 sozo 这个词也可以被用来指，同时也可以指被医治的意思。
In fact, Green writes that the most common usage of these terms in the Greco-Roman world is medical.
我就说，事实上，在希腊文化世界里面，这些词更多的是被用于医学上。
To save was to heal.
被救赎就是指被医治。
This verb sozo is frequently used by Jesus in his formulaic phrase, "Your faithhas saved or healed you."
动词 "save" 这个词常常被用于耶稣在他经常说的那句话：“你的信救了你，你的也就是你的信医治了你。”
It is here that we can see this double meaning at play.
在这里我们可以看见他说着这个词的双重的意思。
When Jesus says to the woman who washes his feet with her tears, "Your sins are forgiven."Your faith has saved you.
当耶稣的那个用眼泪来洗他脚的妇人说：“你的罪被赦免了，你的信救了你。”
And to the woman with the issue of bleeding, who makes her way through the crowd to touch his cloak, daughter, your faith has healed you.
耶稣对那个患血瘀的女人努力的拨开衣裳来摸她衣裳的女人说：“女人，你的信医治了你。”
The phrase in Greek is exactly the same. He pisses through three coats and say, "Your faith has saved or healed you."
在希腊文中用的词是一模一样的，也就是说，你的信救了你，医治了你。
The words are the same, but we translated as saved in one verse.And healed in the other, based on the content.
用词竟然是一样的，但是我们在下文的时候发现有一点的差别。
However, in the original Greek, there is a richer interplay going on.
然而，在原先的希腊文中，还有更深层次的相互交替使用的例子还。
For example, the same phrase is spoken by Jesus to the one leper who returned to give thanks to God.
同样的，弗雷德说，同样的这样一种交替用法，也可以在耶稣对患麻风病那个回来归荣耀神的人的身上可以看到。
Here is the difference that all 10 lepers are described as being healed or restored.
在这里，所有十个患麻风病的病人都被耶稣医治复原了。
But only the one who returns is told by Jesus.Your faith has saved or healed you.
但只有那个回来感谢耶稣的人，耶稣说：“你的信救了你，医治了你。”
Ten are healed, but only one is saved or healed. When he responds to his healing, he turns to God.
十个麻风病人都被治愈了，但只有一个人被救了，被治愈了。当他被治愈后回到神的面前的时候
，Wolfgang Strug.Argues that in these passages, sozo is not only an interchangeable synonym for healing, but contains healing and salvation simultaneously.
我敢认为，在这个经文里面 ，sozo 这个词不只是一个可以与治愈可以相互交替代替词，而是同时把治愈跟得救也一起交织在一起。
This double meaning of sozo as salvation healing.Is particularly evident in Peter's trial before the Sanhedrin for healing the sick man.
所以这个双重的得救和医治的这样的意思，在彼得因为是一个病人而在公会面前受审的时候，表现格外清楚。
When asked by what name or authority he had done this, Peter answers, This man has been healed, soto, in the name of Jesus, and then declares, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved, soto.
当被问到他是被谁的名或者权柄做这事的时候，彼得回答说：“这个人得痊愈，是因为拿撒勒人耶稣的名。”随后彼得宣告说：“除他以外，别无拯救，因为这天下无分，没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。”受就得救也是收着这个词。
Here we have both meaning side by side in the same utterance.
在这句话里头，所有在两层意思都在并在一起使用。
The intertwined meaning of salvation and healing we see here in the New Testament are strengthened when we look at the use of sozo in its larger biblical context.
在新约圣经里，这里所看到的 sozo 这个得救跟医治双重的使用，如果我们把它当作是更好的在圣经节目里面的话，可以看得更加清楚。
In the Greek translation of the Old Testament, sozo usually translates the Hebrew word yasa, which refers to the deliverance or salvation of Yahweh.
在希伯来文旧约圣经中，sozo通常用来指的是希伯来文中的yasa这个词，指的是耶和华拯救或耶和华救赎。
As Maureen Young argues, these concepts of healing and salvation are inseparable in the Old Testament.
这里我们所说的医治和拯救的概念，在旧约圣经中也是分不开的。
That's why sozo in the Old Testament denotes deliverance. We often find this conceptually tied to healing.
因此，在旧约圣经中更侧重于拯救，我们也还是可以看到说这个词跟医治连在了一起。
In Jeremiah 17:14, Jeremiah cries out in poetic powerful form, Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved.
耶利米在一首诗歌里面向神呼求说：“耶和华，医治我，我便痊愈；拯救我，我便得救。”
Likewise, Psalm 107 describes the redeemed of the Lord in the same breath as being both healed and delivered from destruction.
同样，诗篇如果描述耶和华的属民，在同一个句子中指的既是医治，也是指的是拯救脱离灭亡。
Similar healing is often spoken metaphorically in the sense of needing to be healed of sin.
类似的，医治经常是被用来说，比喻成我们需要从罪中拯救出来。
In Psalm 41:4, David prays, Have mercy on me, O Lord. Heal me, for I have sinned against you.
在诗篇41篇第4节，大卫王祷告说：“耶和华，求你怜悯怜恤我，医治我，因为我得罪了你。”
Isaiah 53:5 says, By his wounds we are healed.
还有在以赛亚书中，我们读到，因他的鞭伤，我们得医治。
Salvation and healing go hand in hand in the Old
Testament. 里面救赎跟医治是齐头并进在一起出现的。
All this goes back to the fact that in the Old Testament temple ritual, healing was understood in terms of cleanliness and uncleanliness.
神子民不只是被救赎，他们也被恢复。这一个用法可以一直追溯到旧约圣经中，在圣殿愈合的礼仪中被理解成洁净的和不洁净的。
Being healed involved being made clean, which simultaneously meant being made holy, pure, untainted.
被遮掩表示被洁净，同时也指的是成为圣洁、纯洁的，不受玷污的。So
the concept of healing and sanctification not only go hand in hand, they are virtually synonymous.
因此，医治跟成圣这个概念不仅仅是在一起出现，它们几乎就是同义词。
With that background in mind, let us jump forward to Jesus, who in framing his understanding of his divine mission and task, declaring why he is here and what God wants him to be doing. The resurrection connotes sin with sickness. It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick.
带着这样的背景，当我们往前回到耶稣的所处的时代，当时他正在形容他自己对神所要托付给他的使命和愿望。那时候他宣告他为什么来到世上，神要让他做什么的时候，他直接将罪和疾病联系在一起。他说：“康健的人不需要医生，有病的人才用得着。”
I've come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
我来本不是招义人，而是招罪人悔改。
We already seen that the ministry of Jesus did not simply address sinners, but directed to the sick, the poor, and the oppressed.
我们已经知道，耶稣的事工不只是指向罪人，而是直接指向生病的、贫穷的、被压迫的。
As Green notes, especially in the Gospel of Luke, the healing ministry of Jesus.It's not a side note, but rather the key focus of his salvific work.
这个古人在他书中所注意到的，在路加福音中，耶稣的医病的事工不只是一个次要的记载，而是耶稣整个救赎工作中的关键的重点。
It is what we see Jesus doing most of the time. It is what salvation looks like.
以至于在他人生很多的时间，救赎看上去也像是这样的。
Salvation involves delivering people from both sin and sickness, and these two concepts are often deeply intertwined.
救赎包括将人从罪和疾病中拯救出来，这两个概念也是常常交织在一起的。
This concept of salvation healing, found in the teaching and ministry of Jesus, parallels.Paul's understanding of justification as being made righteous.
把救赎看作是医治这样的概念，不仅在耶稣的教导和事工中，与这相应的是使徒保罗把称义理解为使人得合义。对保罗而言，称义不只是法律上的宣告，更是包括诚信在里面。
For Paul, justification was not merely a legal declaration, rather entailed.
对保罗说，称义不只是法律上宣告，更是包括诚信在里面。
Healing and sanctification, thus parallel ways of expressing how God acts to restore us.
因此，医治和诚信一起来表明神为我们所恢复的、为我们所做的工作。
Because our wound is deep, we need to understand justification not merely as a legal declaration.But as an inner transformation, making us healed and holy.
因为我们所受的伤是这么重，所以我们需要明白，称义指的不仅是法律上的一个宣告，也指的是内在生命的转化，把我们医治成了圣洁。
Far beyond simply a kind of legal action, it is a creative act of God that brings life from death.
称义也不只是一个简单的法律行动，这是神创造之功，从死亡中带出生命。
We can see this illustrated in the story of the paralyzed man who was brought to Jesus.
我们可以从瘫痪病人被带到耶稣跟前来的这样的一个故事里面，就看得更明白。
When Jesus said to the man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven," the teachers of the law considered this blasphemous.
当耶稣对那人说：“小子，犯罪的罪被赦免了。”几个人士在心里认为，这是耶稣是亵渎神的。
What right did Jesus have to simply declare that his sins were forgiven?
耶稣有什么权柄可以宣告那人的罪被赦免了呢
？Jesus responds to this by saying, "Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk?"
耶稣回答他们质疑说：“或是你的罪赦免了，或是你起来行走，哪一个更容易呢
？”But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins.
但是你要知道，人在地上有赦罪的权柄。
So he said to the paralyzed man, "Get up, take your mat and go home."
耶稣就对那个瘫子说：“起来，拿起你的褥子回家去吧。”
Jesus heals the man of his paralysis, to demonstrate that when he declares that a person is forgiven, he does so with the same authority and transformative power as he does when he heals the sick and the lame.
在这里，耶稣医治了这个瘫子，为的是表明，当患病的人的罪得赦免时，跟他以医治患病的人、这个瘸腿的人所用的权柄和能力都是一样的，都是无穷生命的大能。
The visible reality of the man's healing demonstrates the unseen reality of his forgiveness by God.
看得见这个人被医治的实际，表明了也是虽然看不见，但是神已经赦免了他罪的这样一个现实。
So that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, Jesus says.
因此你可以知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，耶稣这样说。
From this we can see that God's forgiveness does not simply mean overlooking an offense. Forgiveness entails divine restorative action.
从这里我们可以看到神赦罪不只是对过犯视而不见，赦免赦罪也包括了神恢复的行动。
As Jesus heals, so does he forgive.
正如耶稣医治一样，他也赦免了罪。
His pronouncement of forgiveness is spoken with the same creative authority and power as his pronouncement of physical healing, both resulting in real transformation.
耶稣对罪的赦免宣告和他对医治身体这样的一个宣告，所谓的都是创造的大能和权柄，都是一样的，然后都导致实实在在的更新改变。
The two.Inseparable, in fact.
事实上，这两者是不可分割的。
The irony then is that in fact, penal substitution that ends up ignoring sin because it understands salvation as mere legal acquittal.
所以，具有讽刺意味的是，惩罚上替代这样的对耶稣所向挽回记的这个惩罚上替代这样的一个认知，事实上最终忽略了罪。因为他认为救赎只是一个法律上宣判无罪。
According to this model, once a substitute is punished in our place, God can then justly overlook our sin.
但是这样的模式，一旦有人代替我们的位置受到处罚，神就可以理直气壮地忽视我们的罪。
Nothing changes in us.
在我们身上没有任何的改变。
Nothing is restored for the one who was hurt.
就是被伤害的人什么也没有恢复。
All that happens is that someone is punished, and with that, it is declared that the demand of justice has been satisfied.
所发生的只是有人被刑罚，因为这公义的要求就可以被满足。
Case closed.
结案了。
This amounts to what many have called a legal fiction, where the harm of our sin does to us and to others is simply ignored.Via a legal loophole.
这就是我许多人称之为像一个法律的小说神话般，因为罪对我们和其他人所造成的伤害，通过法律上的漏洞被忽略了。
In contrast, a restorative model recognizes the real harm that sin can do and seeks to heal it.
与此相反，对耶稣所说的挽回记的这样恢复上的这样认识模式。认识到罪所造成的实质性伤害，并努力寻求医治它。
This involves both caring for those who have been hurt and restoring those who are hurting others. And if we are honest, we fall into both of these categories.
这包括对受人伤害的人群的照看，并对伤害其他人的人进行恢复。如果我们真诚认为自己，我们每个人都是受人伤害的。也是伤害人的。
A restorative model does not deny the problem of sin, but like a good doctor, its response is to heal.
恢复性的治疗模式不否认罪的问题，但像一个医生一样，他以医治来对付。
For example, a doctor may tell a person not to smoke, and warn him that he is putting his life at risk when he does.
就像一个医生告诉某个人不要吸烟，但是告诫他吸烟对他自己的生命造成危害。
However, if that person were later diagnosed with lung cancer, the doctor would not refuse treatment.
然后，当 然后当那个人然后后来被诊断是得肺癌的话，他需要治疗的时候，医生总是不会拒绝治疗他的。
Rather, doctors will do everything in their power to fight the cancer and save the patient's life.
恰恰相反，医生们总是会尽最大的力量去医治癌症，来救那个病人的生命。
That is precisely what God's response to sin is.
这就是神对我们的罪的反应。
The gospel is about healing and restoring sinners.
福音是关于医治、恢复罪人。
It fights the condemnation of the law in the same way that a doctor fights cancer.
正如医生对癌症努力抗争一样，福音也是对律法下的定罪进行了努力的抗争。
That is why the way overcomes the curse is by healing the cancer in us.
也就是说，福音战胜定罪，就像是他的治愈癌症一样。
If the cancer is gone, then the diagnosis is changed.
如果癌症已经治愈消失了，诊断就改变了。
If the sin is removed, then the condemnation is removed with it.
如果罪被消除了，定罪也就随之被消除了。
This perspective offers a much deeper way of understanding sin as sickness rather than crime, thus dealing with the root causes behind our symptoms as a more fruitful way of dealing with it by healing rather by hurting.
这种观点帮助我们对罪有个更深层的认识，不只是犯了罪，而更像是疾病，那种需要对付造成外在症状的根源。同样的，这个种观点也是一种更具有成效性的对付方式，通过医治而不是损伤。
This mode of healing and saving is the Christ's victory way that Christ is indeed victorious over the forces of sin, death, and Satan.
这种医治并拯救的模式就是基督得胜的方式。基督的的确确是对罪、对死亡、对撒旦的权势有着完全的得胜。
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed.
基督复活了，基督的确复活了。
If anyone wants that book, Healing the Gospel, I have paperback there. Put down your name and your email and I'll send it to you. Because it's about 2-hour reads, about 100 or so pages. You know, it's very worthwhile reading.
That's the only little bit faster.
Huh?
Huh? So, if you want to read Healing the Gospel 那本书的话，是不是希望你能够把你的名字、email、联系电话写下来？这样的话呢，它可以发给大家。大概是100多页的一个小册子。
What?
Yeah, 谢谢，谢谢司牧师今天跟我们分享的。